Good morning, good people. I'm Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, I'm speaking with DeKalb County Commissioner Lorraine Cochran Johnson about an effort that she is supporting from the Africa's Children Fund and Hollywood director Adisa. This is a new movie called Skin in the Game. It's about human trafficking, and it actually discusses how and why people end up in sex trafficking. So, Commissioner Lorraine Cochran Johnson, welcome back to The Local Take.
Oh, Kiplin, thank you so much. It's always an honor to speak with you, and, you know, because of the topic that we're discussing today, we couldn't have a more meaningful conversation because we must come together as a community and understand the importance of this topic.
So how did you come to find out about this movie and add your support to offer this screening that's going to take place at Porter Sanford on September 21st?
Well, I have worked with the director of the African Children Fund, Mr. Victor Mbaba, for several years. His dedication, his passion, and his commitment is the reason that I'm here. That said, you know, each and every year, for several years now, he always has a huge gala where we come out, we support, and he puts the money where it's important. So this year when he reached out and he had the strategic focus of human trafficking, we thought that it was incredible. It was through him, actually, that I learned of Adisa and the Skin in the Game movie. And that carried the entire opportunity and the, the ability to build awareness to the next level. Because in many instances, although we hear about sex trafficking within the community, this particular film, it will bring it home so that people understand the magnitude of sex trafficking. A lot of people may not understand that Atlanta, Georgia, Metro Atlanta, is one of the top five communities and areas for sex trafficking. So this is a huge problem here within our own back door.
Well, one of the reasons that I actually started covering the topic was a story of a pair of uncles who were running a sex trafficking ring out of an apartment complex that was about 2 miles from my house. And, you know, I couldn't understand, number one, how family members thought the exploitation of their nieces was a way to make money. And number two, you know, how often parents are just not aware of what's going on in their young people's lives.
Absolutely. You know, now because we live in such a digital and technology inclined time, in many instances, our children fall prey to predators who utilize the tools that they consider second nature. You know, I will say, Kiplin, and I'm very proud that you are a resident of DeKalb County. So I'm very familiar with the situation that you referenced. And the depravity of the mind ceases to amaze me. You know, these are young children who are vulnerable. These are young children, and in many instances, you know, I want people to understand that when you talk about sex trafficking, you aren't just talking about young people, both male and female, but you aren't just talking about young people who come from the most adverse circumstances. You have young girls and young boys who are from middle-class America, who find themselves prey by individuals who seek to use them for financial gain. So it's very important that we as parents and as a community understand the warning signs. just last week, I remember reading an article where, you know, we in DeKalb, you know, we make a very conscious effort to ensure that our local hotels and motels are free of this type of activity. But recently there was a lawsuit filed here in Georgia by a group of young women who were recovered, who were a part of a sex trafficking operation. And they said that the operators of that hotel were fully aware and turned a blind eye to what was happening. So as a community, we've got to educate our young people. They have to understand that they are vulnerable, and we have to work with our local officials, the FBI, and governmental agencies to ensure that if there is behavior or something that's happening or something that we see that's out of the norm, you know, that old saying, when you see something, it's time for us to say something.
Now, this event is going to include a reception with a question and answer period. Who do you want to attend this event? Because, you know, one of the things about human trafficking, it's easy to fool a 12-year-old. You know, a 12-year-old doesn't know a lot, even if they think that they do. But do we want, you know, parents and children? Do you want just parents? Do you want educators? Who do you want to be a part of this screening on September 21st?
We want to ensure that the entire community has a presence. When I say entire community, I think it's very important that parents bring out young people. We need to have our children watch this so that they understand that this is a real danger. We need to have our civic leaders come out. We need people from the church, from our church community, who can come in, view this video, sponsor screenings at their places of worship within their community. We need educators. If you live within DeKalb County, we need to be aware, because half the battle is awareness, and the second half is understanding how to go about combating this problem and ensuring that our children, who are most vulnerable, are aware. Because in many instances, they truly don't understand until they face dire consequences.
And now, how can people register for this event? It's September 21st. It's at the Port of Sanford, which is centrally located and easy to get to. How do people register?
Well, you can always go online to Africa's Children Fund. .com, and you can register there. You can also visit, I do believe Porter Sanford has it listed on the community board, but if you will just go online, you can easily purchase tickets, and actually I believe it is free to the public.
It is?
Now, it is free to the public. Let's make sure we understand that. It is free to the public. So just go online, register, and or show up. Of course, we want to be able to accommodate everyone that comes out. We encourage large groups, civic organizations, to make sure that their entire community is aware of what's happening. And, of course, you can contact us here at the District 7 Commission office. If you would like a flyer that you can circulate, you can reach me direct at L.C. Johnson at DeKalbCountyGA.gov. Again, that's L.C. Johnson at DeKalbCountyGA.gov. And we'll happily get out supporting literature and pieces so that you can help us circulate this and build awareness.
Now, you mentioned for parents to bring young people, and you also mentioned that as our society becomes more digital, that is the way that these predators are, you know, contacting our young people. Can you just share a little bit about why this is so important for parents to be aware of these, you know, codes that are being used and, you know, this slang that is strictly for human trafficking?
Yes. You know, one of the things that we find, you know, as parents, I know myself, you know, being the mother of an 18-year-old, with them, things evolve. And when I say things, in particular, technology, they tend to engage and in some instances, live lives that you may not know unless you are having conversations with them. So I think the importance and one of the underlying factors here is, as a community, it's time to talk, you know, as it relates to cellular devices, because in many instances, these communications take place under the radar, and we don't know, because now children text more than they talk. So having filters on phones, and or just picking up that phone to ensure from time to time that you understand the conversation that our young people or your young person is having is important. This isn't about privacy. This is now about security. This is about ensuring that we know what's happening, because, you know, that's one of the biggest issues when it comes to sex trafficking, is that it can take place or the framework is set directly in front of a parent and they have absolutely no knowledge whatsoever, because these predators are on social media. They are interacting where they find children. So it's just very important now that we understand the role of technology and also be having a watchful eye so that we understand when that child is being secretive. You know, there's also software out there now that you can download. And, you know, it's sending my daughter to college. You know, I don't want to be the nosy parent, but I do have a tracking device on your phone, because if something should happen, I want to know where you are. So if I call you and you don't answer, then we have a problem. You better let me know. So now this is a matter of security. This is not just about, shall I say, keeping a watchful eye. This is about ensuring that, you know, our children are safe.
Commissioner Lorraine Cochran Johnson, I want to thank you so much for that. Coming from a mother herself. So this event, it's taking place on September 21st at the Porter Sanford. And we want the whole community to come out and learn about what we need to do to protect our young people. Thank you so much for sharing this information today.
Oh, thank you for having us. And on behalf of Mr. Victor Mbaba and the Africa's Children Fund, we thank you. We really appreciate this opportunity.
Take care.
Okay, goodbye.